It was a sort of a barbecue, although I think of a barbecue as a social event, something forbidden in the no-contact zone of this year of contagion. Still, it was sort of a barbecue when we opened up a bottle of New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc on the patio. We had a fire over which we suspended some skewers. We dined at leisure, setting aside 100 cares as the sinking sun gilded the cornfields and the shelter belts. And then they came in procession. The Canada geese in V's and lines. Then the tundra swans in V's and lines. Then the honkers and swans together in V's and lines. All in joyous voice, traveling in good order, but calling in cacophony. I thought about the house finches returned to our feeders, the killdeer keening across the muddy fields, the redwings investing our willows. I have a lot of friends, many of them fans of the Kansas Jayhawks or the NDSU Bison, who are bereft of seasonal joy this year on account of cancellation of basketball tournaments. I like a good game of hoops, have played a few good ones, and many more mediocre ones, and myself do miss the annual ritual of the State Bee. But I take heart that seasonal joy comes from other calendars, ones no closer to God, but more elemental. So as the evening chilled and we retreated indoors, I got out a collection of prairie psalms I've been working on, but haven't shown anyone until today. This seems like the time to offer one for my hardwood friends. It is a psalm for the season. March. Circles of silence, islands in a sea of shouting faces, circles immortal, poised for the beginning of time. We watchers cannot cross the lines of paint and years, but we can go home again. I returned and I saw that the race is not to the swift, nor the contest to the strong, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For the God who has gathered us all here safe from the dark and snowy highway, who knows not time but is master of the seasons, who returns the red wing to the slough in March, is God indeed of a hardwood court? Is God indeed of a hardwood court? A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to win, and a time to lose. What a little circle our experience is, and the hands of the Most High have bended it. For the God who has gathered us all here safe from the dark and snowy highway, who knows not time but is master of the seasons, who returns the red wing to the slough in March, is God indeed of a hardwood court? Is God indeed of a hardwood court?